We have a special guest podcaster with us today on The Successful Chiro, and his name is Dr. George Birnbach. I've known George for many years, and he's worked with Five Star Management for over 12 years. I know you're going to enjoy what George has to say.
Hey, everyone, this is Dr. George Birnbach, and let's talk about driving or drifting, traction against distraction, and are we achieving for ourselves or are we deceiving ourselves in what we're trying to do all day? You see, if you're not moving towards your goals, you're either moving away from those targets or they're moving away from you. You see, often we set goals in order to accomplish a very simple psychological idea, and that's to move away from things we find uncomfortable. We think the achievement of these things, these targets, will provide us a certain level of pleasure, and that's why we crave certainty, financial increases, or lots and lots of new patients. But often we allow distractions from social media, text messages, cell phones, Instagram, not for the pleasure that those activities provide, but for the temporary break from the psychological discomfort we're feeling. One simple trick used by Dr. Jonathan Bricker that helps his patients stay focused on their care programs may work for you too. If you're feeling a craving or an urge for distraction or avoidance, try to identify that trigger emotion and write it down so you can look at it on a different piece of paper. Did you pick up your phone because you're anxious or nervous? Maybe you didn't want to go to your visit because you weren't confident in something. By writing it down, you're locating the internal triggers that fuel your distractions. And over time, you're going to find these distractions easier to avoid. But let's take one more step and kick this into overdrive. When we find ourselves distracted, it's usually due to intimidation on accomplishing a certain goal or activity. And getting clear on your goals can help, but sometimes the hyper-focusing on production can make it worse and even generate enough fear that we'll refuse to act in the future. And this is literally creating a very destructive habit. But here's a fix that you may be able to use for you, your team, your associate doctors, to stay in a traction mindset and an action plan. Don't focus primarily on your goals or production targets. Instead, choose to focus on your values, but your values as actions that can be taken. See, values are the attributes of the person you want to become or the environment that you want to create. Examples of values in a team environment or a clinic environment may be becoming a contributing member of a team, in effect, being useful to that team, giving every patient maybe a reason to feel welcome in the practice today, being generous as a team member to your other people that you're working with, doing one thing that brings profit to the clinic, or maybe something that moves your team games forward. Now make it a personal game to fit these values into value-based actions each day. What can you do this hour to make a patient feel a little more welcome? What can you do to be a generous team member? What's one thing that you can do this afternoon to improve a profit center or encourage a patient referral? This is a technique called time boxing your values. In effect, it's figuring when you can actively achieve something that uses your values in the real world in real time. And it's very much empowering to everyone who does it. Identifying your values and finding value-based actions will help you discover this superpower that separates the successful from the struggling. You will become indistractable. You will achieve your targets and your goals in a record-breaking way. There's one thing that really separates the pros from the amateurs. The pros have one thing they're doing today that is in alignment with what they want to accomplish. And the amateurs have lists and lists of things they want to do, but all of those things seem to start tomorrow. So be a pro, do one thing today to either break a record or move in the direction of breaking your record on something that would fill you with pride. My name is Dr. George Birnbach. Give me your comments in the comment section below this video. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what you get out of this video so I know it's being used in the real world. And if there's any way I can make your journey go faster or better or easier, just let me know and I'm all in to help you.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Successful Chiro. If you like the way I think, and want to see what's possible for you, get in touch at knowlesbook.com.